My name is Gribomo, and we are Day One Update. And I am joined by my two friends here as usual.
Hi, I'm Air.
Hi, I'm Gozar.
And we will be discussing the Final Fantasy VII Remake, if I could speak properly. And one of us have played the demo at Fan Expo.
Yeah, so I was able to play. It's essentially the same demo build that was on the show floor for E3.
Oh, is that same one?
Yeah, same one. It's not It's not the updated one that they showed the press. That's slightly different. Mm-hmm. Or actually, no, it's very different. But the one I played, it was essentially it's about 20 minutes long. I had 20 minutes to play it. Like that was my time. So I beat it in like 19 minutes or so.
Right on time. You had a minute of staring at a black screen.
There was a lot of rushing because I didn't know if they were gonna like kick me out after 20 minutes before I beat the boss. I didn't get to test all the things I wanted to, like how characters moved a lot, if like you move the stick certain ways or certain things in battle, like if you can change your shortcuts or anything like that. But yeah, it was
so
it's good.
How did they like organize the demo? Like I remember when we went to the Nintendo thing, it was like all over the place.
So yeah, it wasn't a lineup. It was 9 a.m. that morning of. You had to get the PlayStation Experience app and then sign up for a time slot. And they only had like 4 time slots per every 20 minutes.
Limited, I'm assuming?
Limited, yeah. Okay, so there are only four people per every 20 minutes that you can get the thing in.
Oh, okay.
So I managed to just get in literally the...
Headphones?
Yeah, headphones and everything. Nice. They wipe it. They at least wipe down the headphones and wipe the controller and stuff like that, thankfully. So when you start the demo up, it's essentially bombing run, the very end of the bombing run, which is the very first segment of Final Fantasy VII. And all it really was three regular battles against like Shinra troopers and some robots and stuff like that shoot at you. And then the actual Scorpion boss battle at the end of it.
Which, how elaborate was like the map you had to walk through? Was it like just straight up this hallway?
The map they gave us, it was just like a scaffolding, stair, then scaffolding the other way, then stair, then a hallway. But it looked amazing.
Who were the characters?
It was only Cloud and Barrett that were the only playable characters. Jessie was there in the very beginning. You could talk to her. Yeah, she would just say if you talk to her, oh, you want to talk with me instead of doing the job? That's sweet, but go do the job.
So, and, like, how does the... Actually, we'll go into this later. You just go over, like, some of the gameplay stuff you played.
So, yeah. Honestly, after playing this, this isn't even, like, the updated demo with all the gameplay mechanics in it. This is very stripped down and very simple. But I have no worries about this game anymore.
At all?
It's fun. It is action-based. So, tap square to do attacks. But there's also a menu where... The game pauses while you pick spells and stuff like that. So it's a mix between so they keep the methodical turn-based, quote-unquote turn-based ATB bar for doing spells and using items and stuff like that. And you can't just mash spells. You have to wait for your gauge to fill up, and your gauge fills up over time or by doing attacks. Then when you fill up a bar, you can use an item or you can use a spell.
So instead of like fully time-based, they kind of segmented it. So you have base attacks, which aren't based on time. Yeah. Right? And then you have your spells, which are kind of
So think Kingdom Hearts or Final Fantasy 15, normal attacking, stuff like that. But when you use a spell or an item, you have to wait for a bar to fill up, and then the whole battle pauses while you pick that.
What about mana?
Mana's in it when you use spells. Okay. So you have to wait for a bar to fill up, and you have to have enough mana to use the...
What about augments?
Materia. The materia will be in the game, but we could mess around with it or anything like that.
Did you click the start button and see what the menu looked like?
It just pulled up the controls of the game.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I tried. I did test out if you can press start during cutscenes and if it skips automatically or not. It just brought up the control screen again, but I'm assuming it means you can pause cutscenes.
I'm pretty sure it's just going to be a pause screen that says pause during cutscenes.
I'd like more options, like skip, for example, possibly.
Why do you skip cutscenes?
Because if you, let's say, die to a boss and have to watch cutscenes.
That is true.
Have you not played Kingdom Hearts 1?
Yes, I remember.
Do you not remember the Riku fight?
I remember, yes. I remember going through those cutscenes.
But yeah, the gameplay is really solid. It feels really nice. playing as Cloud, press square to use your sword. There were reports of people saying if you press square in different patterns, you do different combos. I tried doing that. I didn't manage to get it out. So I did square, 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 square. I did square, square, pause, square, square. I did square, like stuff like that. I tried adding pauses in it. I couldn't get any different combos out.
Okay.
But maybe I was just doing it wrong.
So in terms of like combat, like, so they have the fighting with your sword part, which is not time based, and they have the spells. So like, yeah. How far can you get without really using spells in a fight?
Well, Cloud will have trouble getting the far characters. He'd have, I think there was a jump button, but I'd never used it because it's also the roll button. So if you even move the stick a little bit and press the button, which I assume is jump, he rolls and does a dodge roll instead.
Okay.
And there was a way for him to attack in the air, but I never managed to do it because whenever there was a far character, I just pressed down on the D-pad to switch to Barret, and you could just
shoot.
And his attack is hold square to just shoot his gun at a character and chip away their health.
Oh, okay.
Can you move the aim, the sight of the gun as you're shooting, or does it auto lock to?
It's based on lock on. So okay. It's not first person view, like how they had like Prompto do it in Final Fantasy 15.
So you can't just like spray and gun down like three guys.
Well, he has, if you fill up a bar, he has a skill that is like that, where he just peppers everybody with bullets, but you can't just manually control where to shoot.
So
it's locked on.
When you're in the real-time combat mode, how do you switch to the like slow time mode to use your spells?
It's just press X. So the basic controls are square to do attacks, X to do the command, bring up the command prompt.
Mm-hmm.
Circle is to do dodge roll. Triangle wasn't activated in this demo, but it's in the full game. It's going to be like switch stances essentially for Cloud. I don't know what it's going to be for everybody, but
That wasn't in this.
No,
so they took out a gameplay mechanic.
They took out
a lot of gameplay mechanics. It seems.
R1 and clicking in the left stick, they're both sprint or run. Okay. And I think there was a way to tap R1 because on the control seat it said R1 is dash. So I'm assuming there's a gameplay thing. And then L1 was L1 was shortcuts. So like think Kingdom Hearts style shortcuts. So if you want to use a spell, but you don't want to constantly have the thing paused and slow down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just want to press L1 triangle and keep everything like real time, then you'll throw out lightning or whatever.
Oh, okay. So you could do the spells quickly using shortcuts.
Yeah, as long as it's on the one of the four shortcuts that character has.
So, and the right joystick, I'm assuming, is switch lock on.
Yeah, I could
look around.
So that's one of the things where I didn't like the camera is always right stick, but when clicking in always means different things for different games, even if it's the same company or same genre. So right stick was lock on to the characters or lock on to enemies, but enemies are also automatically locked on. How do you switch lock ons? It was either move the right stick side to side, like how Devil May Cry is, click the right stick in, how some other things are, but I didn't know if clicking the right stick in would turn off my lock on or just switch the character or like switch the targets. So it's one of those things where it's just like you have to kind of get used to it. I'm pretty sure clicking in the right stick switches your targets though.
What about triggers?
Did nothing in the demo.
Okay.
They were unused in the demo.
So when you're in a fight, does your map like close off to like a battle area?
No.
How big is that battle
area? It's kind of like 15 where
it's open.
Yeah. You will see the enemies on the map. You walk into them and you will fight them.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
I didn't test for invisible barriers, but I assume they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that should have been something that.
So it means you had three fights in the boss fight. You could have ran by one of the fights.
Yeah, they did show that in the E3 demo.
Escape fights.
Yeah, they did show that in the E3 demo where if you just run away, the enemies will be like, not follow you, and then move back to their positions.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool. So it's not like you get into fight and it does like that transition and you go into
It's all seamless. It's all like happening at once.
That's sick.
So a bit of a bummer that you didn't get to see anything other than the fights.
Yeah. I mean, there were cutscenes. There are really brief cutscenes. It looked good. Mm-hmm. It looked really, really good. Way better in person than on the E3 show floor. The only thing I didn't like is there were some texture issues with Cloud's hair specifically, like anti-aliasing issues specifically with his hair, that was really hard to ignore. But everything else looked good. Voice acting was good, especially since these are all new voice actors.
Dub,
yeah.
Okay. You played it on a Pro?
We couldn't see, actually. It was locked in a thing. So it could have been a PC for all
demo.
We knew.
Yeah, it could have been.
Actually, no, sorry, it wasn't, because when the person left, the person before me, one of the PlayStation attendees pressed the home button, it exited out to the PlayStation menu, and you could see like the app, the Final Fantasy VII demo app. It was named like a bunch of random gibberish with undercode, but then you could see E3 something something code, whatever.
Oh, okay.
But it was on the PS4 menu system.
So they basically took that demo and put on a PS3 and 4.
Okay. More or less. Unless they had like PS4 dev kits or something in there.
So character switching, is there like any sort of limitation or hard lock on it? Like you can't just randomly keep switching characters over and over again?
No. As long as they're not in the middle of an attack or something like that, I think you could switch.
Oh, okay. So,
you can't press square, square, square and then have him do his combo and then press down. You have to wait for his animation to finish. There was one bumper. R2 was unused in the demo, but L2, you can automatically command one of your allies to use a spell. So instead, if Barrett had the lightning magic and the boss was weak to lightning, but if you wanted to be Cloud and you didn't want to switch to Barrett, then you open up the menu because lightning wasn't on the shortcut, and then use lightning. You could just press L2, tell Barrett to use lightning, and then continue as Cloud while Barrett does lightning in the background.
When Barrett uses lightning, it attacks the thing you're targeted to.
Well, when you select lightning, then there's another menu where it's like, which target do you want to use lightning on?
Oh, so this is slow mode.
Yeah.
It's slow down. Okay.
Yeah, L2 will also activate slow mode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. So I'm assuming the regular fights, I'm assuming some of like the regular fights, excluding the box fight, were they like really easy or was it?
It was.
How was the AI?
Yeah, that's one of
the
questions.
The ally AI, I didn't really notice it much, but it was smart enough to. So there's one segment you saw in the demo where it's the boss is charging a laser. You have to hide behind a brick. The AI was smart enough to run back there, behind the shield to be protected from the laser. As for actual battling, all it did it was do attacks. It doesn't actually use your spells or whatever without your permission because it uses up ATB bar or it uses up mana.
So what if you were fighting, let's say, grunts, right?
So how was the enemy AI?
No, and you just stopped moving. Would Barrett be able to go on and kill them by himself?
I didn't test that. I was limited. I didn't want to waste my 20 minutes.
Do you think, based on how Barrett was fighting the grunt in the background while you were dealing with your people, were you babysitting Barrett?
No, it would have been slow. The only thing is they just don't use the high damaging moves like Cloud's Braver. If Cloud was controlled by AI and you were Barrett, the AI wouldn't use Braver. It would just keep spamming square. I'm sure there's options in the settings where you can tell the AI is allowed to use mana, the AI is allowed to use items and abilities and stuff like that. But for the demo, they turned it off, which is probably for the best. Because you don't want the AI to have used an ATB bar when you planned on using that ATB bar to use a potion, you know?
Yeah.
Was it smart enough to go like, okay, those grunts are in the distance, so me being Cloud, I'll handle the ones up front, and he'll go attack the distance ones.
I didn't notice it because the battles were either they're all close up or all the grunts were long range. So they were all either really little flying little things or they were all close up. So I couldn't really test that. It would have been nice to see. It's possible that all the characters target the one target you made. But again, that could be another thing in the options that you can set.
Well, so you guys were fighting whatever you were locked onto, everybody was fighting that one.
I think so. The camera was really close up, like close up to my back. So there were times where Barrett wasn't even on screen and I didn't know what the hell he was doing while I was attacking this Shinra grunt or I was attacking this robot. You know?
Okay. So since you had headphones, how did it sound?
Sounded good. The music was bombing run mission.
We're using what, like Astra headphones, right?
No,
Astra
headphones. The PlayStation headphones. The PlayStation gold headsets. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It sounded good. Like the mixing was good, dialogue was mixed properly. None of it was like overpowering anything else. Music sounded fantastic. It was very clearly a little bit like Bombing Run, but it was like a remix. They did redo Bombing Run. Sounded fantastic.
Boss. Like the combat sound effects are all like.
Yeah.
Right. Not robotic like Kingdom Hearts.
No. Everything sounded great.
Natural.
The dialogue is so natural in this, both from this demo, the very limited dialogue there was in it. It sounded like how people actually talk, not Kingdom Hearts, how it was very robotic and stilted.
What were some of the cutscenes that you saw?
First one was just, I can't remember if there was one in the beginning, but it was just the intro where Cloud and Barrett are walking into the big room, and Jesse's at the very top saying, "All right, attach that bomb."
So what were their facial expressions like? Were they like, does it feel like you're watching a movie?
No, it felt like I was watching an anime movie. It wasn't photorealistic like how Resident Evil 2 or Devil May Cry is. It's still anime styled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they will still have the anime facial expressions. Like it's not as expressive as it could be.
Okay.
But that comes with the anime art style. And then there was a cutscene where right before the boss comes, like you're about to plant the bomb, and Cloud has like a headache, and he's like, he holds his head, and then he just sees a black feather fall and then disappear, which is completely unique in the remake because that's a Sephiroth sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then right before he's about to press, like right when this is happening, the alarms go off, and Barrett's first reaction is, "You double crossing!" And then holds his gun up, and he's about to shoot Cloud because he hears sirens, and all of a sudden, like an enemy is going to come, and he suspects Cloud. So his first reaction is that, and then the boss comes, and then they both wordlessly, like, Barrett doesn't say, "Oh, Mar, sorry, my bad." He's like, "Oh, okay," and then aims at the boss instead. So, like, they didn't feel, unlike Kingdom Hearts 3, they didn't feel the need to say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I suspected you. It turns out you weren't a traitor. I will fight this boss now."
It felt more natural.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we talked about the grunt fights. So, let's go into the boss fight. How was the boss fight?
Boss fight was really good.
Difficult?
I'm guessing the difficulty was set to low.
Yeah.
Probably set to, like,
and
medium
and its damage, I'm pretty sure, was set to low because the lowest my health ever got was half. And I never really got hit. Like, I pressed R1 to block a lot.
How much does block still do damage, or does it
chip a little bit of damage? Chips,
okay.
But it cuts it down significantly than getting hit. But getting hit didn't do a lot of damage in the first place because it's a demo.
Mm-hmm.
I did get hit a lot though, and there were times where, like, I was in the middle of attacking, and I'm like, oh, the enemy is revving up, but I already pressed attack, so I should have been more cautious and gone ready to hold block. So.
So you can't just, like, time your squares.
No, you have to play smart.
Okay. And you can't cancel an attack.
No, unfortunately not. Well, fortunately not, because then it would be a bit too easy.
So were they, like, since they have the character switching moment, it's like in the boss fight, did they have segments in the boss fight where you had to switch? Like did he go long range where you had to switch to Barret to do some damage?
It's funny you say that. Right in the beginning, they're like, how do we beat this thing? And Cloud's like, we have to overload its circuits. Lightning magic. And I waited for a bit because I thought Cloud had the lightning magic on him. So I went through his menu. He's like, he does not. He has fire and he has some other stuff. What the hell? Mm-hmm. And then I was fumbling with the controls a little bit to, like, try and dodge out of the way before I switched to Barret. And then Cloud's like, I said use lightning magic, Barret. So the game actually is like, we just said use lightning magic.
Yeah.
So then I switched to Barret and then he had the lightning magic equipped and stuff like that.
But technically that's not Barret's fault, that's your fault for not switching to him.
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah,
we just keep yelling at him.
He's basically yelling at us.
Yeah.
And right? And at the beginning of Final Fantasy VII, they don't get along. They hate each other's guts. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense for them. It's like, idiot, use lightning magic already.
So like what I'm saying is like, so since like Cloud is a close quarter fighter, right? Mm-hmm. Is there scenes where like the boss would like jump off map and he would attack you from a distance?
Yeah.
The only person that could attack is Barret.
So there are multiple phases and multiple parts to this boss. So one of the things it does is it jumps off to a faraway wall where Cloud can't do anything other than maybe use fire. But whenever that happened, I just switched to Barret and started shooting.
Okay.
You know,
you were trying to kill the boss fairly fast.
Yeah.
Okay. Because let's assume that you were playing it on easy, right? How long did it take you roughly to beat that boss?
The boss alone was probably about 10 minutes. But
that's pretty good.
Maybe more, actually. It was probably more because I did walk around a lot and like took in my environment for that 20 minutes. But I don't think that pre-boss part lasted 10 minutes. It felt a lot shorter.
And it wasn't repetitive, right?
No. Like there were multiple phases. So the first phase was just regular attacking, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then suddenly it got a shield where you couldn't do no damage. But if you used magic, you can see, a shield generator. You have to target and destroy that. Cloud has to use fire because I don't think you can swipe it. And then Barret has to either manually shoot it or just use lightning magic on that. Then he would jump on the wall. Then he would come back and charge up his laser. So you'd have to hide behind some debris he shot. And then you'd fight again. And then he'd do like some new moves like spinning attacks. He'd jump on the wall again. He'd come back, do the laser thing again. And then that's around the time you beat him. And there was a phase at the end where I killed him too quickly. But I couldn't see the whole phase, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But his front right leg and his front left leg got their own health bars all of a sudden. They weren't like that in the entire fight, but they got their own health bars. And he was staggered. So when he staggered, it's kind of like Final Fantasy 13. You know, when you build up attacks.
So you said you weren't able to see his final phase because you killed him too quickly.
Well, no, not the full thing.
So I'm assuming, are the phases based off health or off time?
I'm assuming health, because that's how all games are.
Then shouldn't he have seen the phase?
Well, no. Well, that's the thing. So I knew he was in the final phase because his right and left health bars got their own health, or right and front legs got their own health bars.
Yeah.
But during the majority of that, he was staggered. So when he's staggered, he's kind of... Remember Final Fantasy 13 where you keep attacking, then you build up a bar,
yeah.
And then when they're staggered, it damages a bunch of extra stuff? Mm-hmm. That's what happened to him. So he was staggered in his last phase. He was on his belly, and then me, Cloud, and Barrett were just wailing on him, doing a ton of extra damage while he's in the staggered state. He couldn't do anything because he's on the ground. Yeah. And then by the time he got up, I blew up his right front leg, and then he flinched. And then as I'm hitting his left front leg, he died.
Oh.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I'm assuming since, according to like how the other fights were, this is very... closed area, like this very small area that you have to fight this boss in.
Yes.
So there wasn't much environmental aspect to this fight.
No, there are a couple of treasure chests. You open them with X or triangle. I think it was X.
What did you get?
A potion and a potion.
Were you able to use potions?
Yes.
You had a need for it?
We had potions, high potions, ethers, high ethers, a couple other things. I think a Phoenix Town.
Did you have a need for them?
I used them at the near the end to top off my characters because at lowest my health only got to half health when fighting the boss. And I'm like, well, I might as well use them. I want to see how to use items and stuff like that. Mm. But I never felt the need. It's like, oh, I'm about to die. I got to use a health item right now. Unless you're the kind of person who uses health items right at health at 50%.
Was there like an ending cutscene or did it just end after
the fight? It was the scorpion was exploding and then in the middle of explosions, it just ended.
Oh, okay. Nice.
We don't even get the full denouement, unfortunately.
Interesting.
So this
overall impressions?
Overall impressions, I'm really, really happy. I'm really, really confident that it's going to be a good game. And this is without all the mechanics, gameplay mechanics.
It's, any negative?
Honestly, Cloud's hair was a little bit...
Yeah, other weird. Than the hair.
other than the hair.
any negatives at all? Not apparent... Mm. All that's, the negatives, really good. Yeah, good. I can't think of any apparent negatives. And I went in like critically. I'm ready to like talk about this and see what I want to change. Mm. Maybe the camera was a little bit too close. I think that I would prefer a farther back camera. Not so much a negative, but
more. It could also be because you're playing in a very tight area, right?
That is true. I didn't have a lot of room to back up because there was like a rope, not a rope, but like a, you know, the...
Yeah,
dividers behind me. yeah, it's really. I don't remember seeing a mini map. Now to think about it.
My last question: did you have to sign an NDA? Because then this whole podcast is useless.
No NDAs. But they did say no photography or videos on the bottom of the TVs. Yeah. Like they had signs, and I did see when I was waiting for my turn, somebody was recording a video, and the attendee's like, "Please, no videos or things." And he's like, "Oh, okay." But
did they kick him out?
No.
Okay.
It's just like, can you stop because it's not allowed?
Yeah. Like, so did this alleviate all of your worries for this game?
It alleviated a lot of my concerns, but to be fair, a lot of those concerns were gone during the E3 presser. A lot of the only concerns that remain at this point are things like, can we do some stupid, ridiculous materia mixing and matching because now it's an action game? Because I'm really going to miss that if that's gone. Are we going to be able to do things like... it's all stuff that's not to do with the battle system.
Yeah, usually. There's a lot of gameplay mechanics that they hid that you can't really give it your opinion.
And I'm really excited to just use the new mechanics because everybody has a unique triangle. So Cloud's triangle button is going to be like a slow but strong stance where he doesn't really run, but he like inches forward. And we don't know other people's triangles, but we know they're all called different things. So
my only concern with the game now is how big it is. Where are they going to end it? Where's the sequel going to start?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. How many sequels are there going to be?
Yeah, that's right.
That's my biggest concern.
They did confirm this game is only going to be Midgar, which in the original game is maybe less than halfway through the first disc. You know, but I don't. At the same time, they're not going to use. They can very easily fit the rest of disc one and pretty much all of disc two in the same game. because those aren't really heavily populated.
Let's just assume that they stick with a game per half disc. Like, no. This is some sort of anime.
No, long-running
anime. So then that's like, what, 6 games?
Well, that would be too much, and they wouldn't be able to do that for Disc 2, because Disc 2 isn't that populated. Like, Disc 2 is a lot more barren, with, like, less cutscenes and less story in it. And Disc 3 is really short. Disc 3 is just the final boss, more or less. The final area.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So Midgard might be massive.
I'm hoping.
It's going to be a huge...
Do you think
they're going to add more than that was in the original?
They said that they're making Midgard an actual proper thing. Like, cool. They're going to be side quests in Midgard, which before there weren't. But in the original, you could only explore, like, a few areas of Midgard. You can't explore the entire thing, but they're implying you can explore all of Midgard, or at least most of Midgard, which is insane, because that's a huge area.
Yeah, awesome.
I kind of wanted to see some greenery and stuff.
In Midgard, there's no greenery.
Exactly.
In Midgard, there's greenery in one...
just the one
just
place.
In the church, yeah. On the floor, in like a little 4x4 hole in the ground.
And we all know what happens there.
So what you need to do is just go to that church and sit there the entire game.
Yeah, basically.
If you want to see greenery.
Basically.
All right.
Gulzar's impression of playing the demo, and it seems like he really enjoyed it.
I have no worries about the battle mechanics anymore.
When is this game coming out? Next year?
March of 2020.
March of 2020. Oh, okay, 2020,
So really, really soon. It feels far when you say 2020. Bless you.
Plus. That is really far.
But it's less than 6 months.
That's far.
Thanks again for listening, and we hope you guys really enjoyed it.
Yeah, if you want to reach us, you could reach us at dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. That's dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. Or you could share us and like our pictures and stuff on Instagram and Twitter @dayoneupdates.
Yep. And if you guys enjoyed it, please share it with people you know or your friends or anything. And we'll catch you guys on the next one. See you guys later.